Right now, speaking about cool, let's bring in Mr. Cool, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, and I love it. Yep, it is a lovely day in the neighborhood. Sunny to partly cloudy, 80 to 85. Just beautiful. 60 tonight. Sunny, moderately humid, middle 80s Friday. Sunny to partly cloudy, 85 to 90 both Saturday and Sunday. No rain expected.
And that means all the events. I mean, we've got a family fun night in Lawrence Field in Canaan tonight for Railroad Days. Tomorrow, lots of activities. Saturday, huge, huge day in Canaan, Saturday evening and Sunday. We have the Jane Lloyd Fund Clam Bake, which goes on Saturday at Sagery Hill. And all this looks absolutely perfect weather-wise.
That's great. And, you know, get out there, enjoy it. We are, you know, we're in the dog days. The dog days end August 11th. We also, climatologically, are in the hottest part of the year. That ends the first week in August. I could already see some of the normal highs and lows are already beginning to slip down, which means we peaked as far as, you know, the warmest normal highs and things like that. So what are you gonna do? You know, this is the way things go. I mean, it seems like it was a year ago when I booked the cruise, the river cruise, in Europe, and now I'm 3 weeks away from it.
And Europe has been having
hot weather.
Hot. And how about, I was going to ask you, Pat, what's going on in Alaska? Now peat moss is dry and it's burning. This is amazing what's going on in Alaska with the temperatures and what's going on up there. Is this going to have an effect on your winter forecast?
It possibly could. And of course, I'm not taking that into effect right now. I did the fall forecast. It's not done, but, you know, I try to get all my maps together. But it could definitely play a role in the winter forecast. That, along with the fact that we have our new computer model, that computer model. Did I tell you, by the way, that they started running the old computer model alongside it again? So they're calling it, you know, it is the GFS, which is the global forecast system. Now they have the old one running and they call it GFS legacy. So you have both to look at, and need I tell you which one is still more accurate?
Legacy, of course.
You got it. And there's a book out which I'm going to get right before I leave for the cruise. It's called The Weather Machine. And it's, I think that the author is Bloom, something like that. I have it in my library here. And it discusses computer models and why the Euro computer model is so much better than all the other models. So if anybody wants to dive into that concerning weather, it's called The Weather Machine. Just came out.
All right. Now, I have to veer away here. Comcast, in their infinite wisdom, has gotten rid of Cinemax as a feature when you buy. You can buy it a la carte for $20 a month, Cinemax. But they've replaced it with this on-demand service that Comcast has called Flix, or Hits, H-I-T-Z, okay?
Okay.
So I was a little upset at first because, once again, they took away a service that we were getting and you have to pay extra for. But the movies on Cinemax were basically the movies you saw on HBO and Stars and stuff like that. So it didn't really matter to me. But this new service that they have has a lot. All these old films, Pat, that have been remastered in HD.
Okay.
And I don't know if you remember an old science fiction movie called They Live with Rowdy Roddy Piper. It's where you put a pair of sunglasses on and you saw that Earth was populated by creatures from another world. And they were slowly populating Earth and taking it over. Now, it's a classic sci-fi thriller, okay? It's just got great ratings because it's such a weird movie, but it's even better in high def. It really was unbelievable how much better it was in high def. And this movie, it's got to be from I'll say 1974,
1975. All right. I thought it was even older than that.
I'm not sure, but all I know is that it's amazing that and all these movies that they have on this Hits channel they've all been converted to HD. Okay, no, the film was shot in 1988. Pardon me. It was shot in 8 weeks in 1988 in downtown L.A. It cost them $3 million to shoot, okay? Mm-hmm. It was a huge success because it was so weird. It ended up making back then over $30 million, which for $3 million back then was amazing. And when you look at all the movie ratings,
right.
Like IMDb,
right.
Four and a half stars. John Carpenter did the movie, of course. There you go. Most of his movies are pretty good, actually.
What are the creatures that you see when you put
they look like
on?
If you don't have these special glasses on, they look like normal humans. But if you wear the glasses, they look like skeletons and stuff. Like it's just unbelievable. And it was very well done back then. So if you're a member of Comcast, you're looking for the Cinemax, you're not going to get it. But all you have to do is say into your remote Hits, and they will rotate every month 260 older pictures that have all been upgraded to high def, HD. So it's
and it's HITZ.
HITZ, yeah. But it's only on Comcast. You can't get it where you are.
Oh,
it's only on Comcast.
Gotcha.
So, and believe you me, stick with what you got. Don't try to switch.
That's what I hear. Everybody's saying that. So it's called They Live.
They Live. I'm telling you, you'd enjoy it. It's only about an hour and 25 minutes long. It's not a long movie. It's corny. It's freakish, but it's a cult movie. It's a cult classic.
Okay.
And it's now like I said in HD. They Live. Rowdy Roddy Piper, the wrestler, was the main star in it. For the first first five and a half, 6 minutes, there's no speaking in the movie. This would be a movie you guys could do, by the way.
I was just thinking of that.
You could do it.
Yeah, it says, Nada, a wanderer without meaning in his life, discovers a pair of sunglasses capable of showing the world the way it truly is.
Yeah.
As he walks the streets of L.A., Nada notices that both the media and the government are comprised of subliminal messages meant to keep the population subdued.
Yeah.
And that most of the social elite and skull-faced aliens bent on world domination. With the shocking discovery, Nada fights to free humanity from the mind-controlling aliens. Boy, you know what? I got to write this down because this, like you said, the keyword here when you said, "What'd you say? Called hokey?"
Yeah, yeah. It's a little hokey, but it's cult. It's a cult movie, and it's really well done. Of course, because of John Carpenter's. Did the book and it was produced, but They Live, and you guys could do it very easily. There's only about 8 or 10 characters in the whole movie.
I like it,
you know, and you could, and it really is. And he dies at the end. Yes, he does, but he saves humanity at the end as well. It's really pretty cool.
And it says that it's available on Amazon Prime.
Oh, there you go. So there you go.
So I could watch that. I watched episode 7 of Stranger Things last night, which was phenomenal. Only have one episode left number 3, you know, season 3. And last night was real good. So tonight I'll probably finish that off. And really, really enjoyed Stranger Things, very much so. So if you're into, you know, things like that, by all means, folks, try to watch it.
All right, so who knows? Maybe the next movie will be They Live.
You mean from our standpoint? Yeah. I mean, and you said the first several minutes are quiet. That's even better.
Yeah, he's just walking around and he discovers these things. And no, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. See what you think about it when you watch it. But I think you'll like it. I mean, it's not one of the 10 best movies of all time, but consider it when it was shot and how it was shot, and it was shot in like 2.5 weeks. It really is a pretty cool movie.
And what I always like to do is I always like to get a movie that nobody else has ever heard of or saw, so that this way they can't compare it.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Pat. Well, we've got great weather on tap, and we'll check in with you tomorrow.
Yes, and you live.
I will. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.